Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka the Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to Doctor Who Month here on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And with me, as always, are my very awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one, the only, Super Marcy. Hello Marcy, how are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. Aren't we still sexy companions this month
yes.
as well?
Yes, I'm the Doctor Who, and since I have now regenerated from Batch Doctor Who to Be Doctor Who,
mm-hmm.
so you are all my companions for this episode, and you are the first companion, Marcy.
First and the best, because if you're not first, exactly. You're last.
Exactly. And of course, with me, also with us, is our other companion, the one, the only, and professor of all things science, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you?
I am the Jack Harkness of companions this episode.
Exactly. That's and also Who joining joke. Us, indeed.
But also, you're Jack Harkness after he went and starred in Shark Attack 3.
Yeah. Yes. Because you're totally wired now, Batch. But anyway, so, also here with us is our fourth companion, and that, of course, is the one and only American himself, Colin. Hello, Colin, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm the American companion, the, like, shitty one. Didn't they have, like, shitty Doctor Who? And it was American. Yes. Didn't they have that?
Yes.
Can I be that companion?
Of course. You could be any James, companion you want to be.
Let's see, American companions. Yeah, Perry from last week's episode. That's about it, I think. Oh, the...
Really? She was pretty tight, though. I liked her.
There was Grace from the TV movie.
Yep. And also joining us... One? Yes.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
You're a hot companion for this episode, Colin.
I love it. Let's go.
Indeed. And also joining us as well is our very special guest for the entirety of this month, and he is the Time Master himself, James. Hello, James, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you guys for having me back again.
I mean, we had to have you come back because out of all of us here, you are the Doctor Who expert, and you need to give us context about what the fuck is happening on this show. So.
Yes. Yeah. How am I supposed to follow along? I have no idea what's going on. Without you here, I'm lost.
That's okay. I'm here to guide. I am the compass.
It also doesn't help that we're randomly jumping around doctors not in order.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, Bede.
Is there any other way to watch Doctor Who?
No, there's not. Not at all. Bede, who's your doctor and what episode arc, arc are we watching?
Well, we're watching the season 9, which contains the third Doctor, which actor I'm not exactly sure who it is, so Elvin can clarify that with me. Oh, yes, it's John Pertwee, the father of actor Sean Pertwee. So, and the storyline that we're going to be doing for this episode is the 4-part storyline, The Curse of Paladin.
Now, is that a Peloton like those exercise
I was just about
equipment?
To make that joke.
Are we going back? I was going to say, are we going back to the world of Possessed by the Night? But I think that was more of a Bowflex, wasn't it?
Bowflex, yes.
A Bowflex, yes.
Bowflex, yes.
I want a chase scene with them all on Peloton bikes, not going anywhere.
Yeah, this is Possessed by the Bike.
I love it.
Wait for it.
There we go.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mr. Get His Shit
in. This episode's only 25 minutes.
We're doing 4 25-minute episodes.
Exactly.
Oh,
so we're doing.
Okay.
Yep. So that means since we're doing 4 25-minute episodes, that gives me 4 chances to not be kicked off the show.
Do not reset every episode.
You get three strikes
an episode.
No, we treat the arc like a movie, so there's only three chances. And
that is true.
Yeah, if people want to find this episode, as you said, it's season 9, starts from episode 5 and available, of course, on Tubi, because here at the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, we not only promote the random movies you find on Tubi, we want to show you the cool and random TV shows they have on there also.
Indeed. So
we stepped outside the box for this month.
Yes.
Exactly. Although, if for all of our listeners out there, you get to actually log in the story arcs of Doctor Who on Letterboxd, so that makes everything easier.
It does. I can still update what we're watching on the list, so it helps.
Exactly. So we might as well get to it. But before we get into it, what you need to do, everyone, is look up classic Doctor Who if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world. But if it isn't, you can easily switch over. If you have a VPN, you can easily switch over to watch it there. And we're going to be playing the story arc of Curse of Paladin from the very start. So we'll count down from 5. And then when I say go, that's when you play the episodes. And then our audio commentary will be in sync with them. However, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
Space!
And he will play the sound effect again. And then we'll make sure to also give a timestamp as well. So that way you can still be in sync with us. And since this is going to be a 4-part arc for this episode, there will be little gaps in between each of the episodes, so we'll make sure to let you know about them. However, if you're not interested in watching Doctor Who, first of all, how dare you? I'm pretty sure this episode will still be a fun listen to regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, James, are you ready to take another trip beyond space and time with the Doctor Who story arc, The Curse of Paladin?
I'm just sad I'm not doing this while on a Peloton bike.
I've got my sonic screwdriver handy.
Although I'm so ready.
Let's do this. Although I am a disappointed it's not the Curse of Pelican, but that's beside the point.
God damn it.
Wait for it.
No, that was a good one. No, all right, I laughed at that one.
That's terrible.
You're about to get sprayed, bro.
Let's get started.
Let's do this. All righty. Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. Maybe.
Oh, and by the... Sorry, go ahead. Oh, and by the way, to add on another connection from Mary Fuck Kill to the last episode of Doctor Who, Perry was one of the friend groups, and then... but before she even went on up to that house with him, she got taken by the doctor. There we go.
That we didn't even need that, dude.
Well, I'm putting it in there anyway for continuity's sake, along with the other reason.
This episode is aired on BBC. Big Black Cock.
Freddie, are you so offended by Big Black Cock or Doctor Who? What's going on, buddy?
No. It's BBC means Big Bead Companion.
Go fuck yourself. Like this.
Go fuck yourself.
And this.
I almost forgot. Go fuck yourself.
That's what Rock said to Cody just before he took a spot.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're barely in 5 minutes into this episode. I've already been.
What's all this
twice.
Like ancient sexiness in this episode already?
Bean, how much for that robe?
Oh, that's at least another 9 subscribers.
Miss the fucking subtitles, you dumb shit. Oh.
There we go. Planet of the Dos Equis guys.
The coolest planet in the world.
Hello, who are we? I don't know, but this is a cool ass planet with our beards and our moustaches and our
I am also the Dos Equis guy.
Our weird non-mohawk hair.
I was gonna say, like, it's like their hair is cut, like most of their hair is white except for the section where the mohawk part comes in.
We wanted to have foxes on our heads, but the foxes didn't agree.
Okay, oh, so look, where yes. Go ahead, dude.
No, you go ahead, James.
So James, where are we at so far in this timeline Doctor Who?
So the third Doctor has been exiled to Earth.
Okay.
And the TARDIS is not working because the Time Lords took the technology away from him. So he's basically exiled. He's stranded. But he does manage to get a test flight in this episode. Therefore, we are on another planet.
Uh-huh. And how do we tie this back to last week's episode with the Cybermen?
Well, I mean, that's pretty easy, Marcy. We could pretend that the Doctor...
We don't do pretending, Bede.
Okay. Colin Baker in that episode regenerated into John Pertwee into this episode, and then in between he's got himself a new companion as well.
That's not how regeneration works.
It happened in between...
You can't go 3 to 5, or 5 to 3.
It can happen that way.
I will say in the Big Finish audio for the 60th anniversary, it did work like that.
Oh, did it?
All right. Yeah. There we go. It's canon. There we go.
It's canon.
I was just going to say, these blokes went on to become Cybermen. See, that works so easy.
Well, you're right, because that dude's hair looks exactly like that Cyberman's head.
So less complicated, and it probably works. This is why I'm the brains of the operation.
If you're the brains, what am I?
You're the sexiness.
Okay.
You're the batch. Bead's the bead. There's all the bead words. Colin's the bitch. And James is clearly the beauty.
Did someone just call me a bitch?
Marcy, you can't use that word anymore to call
I'm allowed
to. I'm dying.
Oh, it's a bear!
And we can't say retarded either.
It's cocaine.
Yeah, we can't say retarded. We can't say bitch.
It's
There's
retardous.
A lot of words we can't say. Don't let me... Yeah,
retardous.
It's retardous that we can't say retarded. It just is.
You should stop saying words we can't say, because I will just completely bleep you out. I am the editor of the podcast, and I am.
I mean, what?
That's what makes it funny.
The brains and probably the bitch of this operation. Let's be
honest. TARDIS, engine, whooshing.
But you just called me
Freddie,
a bitch.
Shut up. That's because what I'm allowed to.
Marcy, what do you mean we can't say?
No, you can't use that word.
Stop swearing. Stop swearing.
No, well, Ben, guess you are allowed to swear. This is America. You can say whatever you want.
There goes all of our sponsors for this episode.
wasn't the mission statement of the first season of the show, we don't edit shit?
It was until, yeah.
It was.
It was until we wanted a decent sounding podcast.
Yes.
It's still decent.
Look at his hair.
Why isn't his hair in your collection, Bede?
Decent is a spectrum.
Whoa!
I mean, it's going to be.
Mersh, stop being like...
Get out of here, kids. I will spray you. Get out of here.
Are your kids a cat now?
I'm just joking, Sammy. What's going on? Yeah, because the cat is getting sprayed.
Colin is being on the desk, distracted by both and cats you, and kids.
If he doesn't you know which to spray the kids or the cat. Here,
you're going to get sprayed like the cat.
That's right. Remember, have your kids sprayed or neutered.
Mm-hmm. You definitely don't want them breeding.
I love you. What are you doing?
I love you too, honey.
That's the cosmic bong.
That's how you smoke the cosmic weed.
See, we're a kid-friendly podcast. The kid's right there.
I know, you're going to spray him.
I know.
Hey, Marcy, what's stopping you from wearing this companion's outfit?
I don't think they sell them at, like, op shops anymore.
Oh. I'm starting to get...
Do we have an ad already? 621. Hey, Emmett Smith, you know it, and I know you missed another game. Is this ad?
I don't know.
It's for Peloton.
It's for Peloton? If they're not advertising Peloton on this episode, I'm going to be very upset.
Or at least Bowflex.
Is Bowflex even around anymore?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. Is it?
Yes, it is.
All right, we're back. 6:22 in the TARDIS is going off a cliff almost.
Hey, Marcy, you know what's funny about that ad? The little guy, he's still taller than you.
I almost forgot. Go fuck yourself.
I'm so glad I gave the award to Adam Copeland for Best Actor, because he's always going to be on my side now.
I mean, Marcy, am I wrong, though?
not the TARDIS!
Oh, not the TARDIS!
The retarded.
Bede, what's happening to the TARDIS is what will happen to you if you don't shut your mouth. Freddy!
That's what happened to me.
Freddy?
Ninja Terminator Tubi?
It is the determination.
Oh, buddy, what happened to you? Last week, I mean, you got blown up in the rocket trying to rescue Louise. And what happened to you this time, bud?
I tried to climb the tall wall of the prison, and the ladder broke about 69 feet up, and then I got attacked by a goose.
A goose?
And I fell just like that.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect there to be guard gooses in jails these days.
Was it Daryl the Dickhead Goose? I've heard about him.
Oh, that Daryl. I am going to get that goose.
So you got to cook his goose, Ninja Terminator Tootie. What the fuck is this?
Dude, shut up with your bad jokes.
All right, that's my third one. I'm out of here. No, see you guys. I'll see you next time.
That trombone is not the buzzer, Bede.
Bye.
That's not
I control the buzzer. That's one. He's got one.
Yeah, sad trombone's not the buzzer. He doesn't know the rules. I get to mock him as much as possible. Bede, it's the buzzer, not the sad trombone.
Okay. All right. Why is there a pickle in that? Why is is that a pickle?
I'm scared this goose is going to attack the rest of us. Freddy,
that is clearly a one-eyed willy.
Ew.
It's Pickle Rex.
No, it's Shrek's one-eyed willy.
Okay, that was actually a good one. I'll give you this.
Also, why does this dude in the chair look like almost like he's giving off Christopher Walken energy?
Because he is.
Wow. Hello there, Pickle Rick. Wow.
That's a Mr. Sinister robe if I've ever seen it.
Why is David Bowie talking to that pickle?
It's nice to see you, Pickle.
Why does it sound like this?
Why do I sound like this whore?
That's not the one-eyed Willy I want to see in the Doctor Who universe.
Hello, it's me, the one-eyed Greed, really, but I'm going straight away because this is disturbing.
Oh, hello, one-eyed Greed Willy.
That was weird.
I know, that's weird. Also, is it just me, like, having only just watched this and last week's episode of Doctor Who, I'm getting the impression the TARDIS basically breaks down in every episode of the show.
Yes.
More or less.
Maybe it's time for Doctor Who to get, like, a new TARDIS.
No. I don't think he will.
You could always hit it with a hammer and make two of them.
Well, that is true.
Yes.
Oh, if we climb up these ledges, we can get past Captain Kirk.
If they're not careful, they're going to have to fight the Gorn.
And then they have to sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
I know, it gets even worse. Wait till they have to go save the whales.
Yep. Don't worry, Spock will save him with his, like, flying boots.
Spock will save him with his weird telepathic connection to the whales.
Yes.
Oh, you could totally stay there. You could set up house there.
We got a great view.
Are they meant to be on the alien planet of those purple alien robe guys?
No.
Okay.
Well, they are, but they're not meant to be there. The idea was just to take the TARDIS for a test flight and then take it back to UNIT, but...
It's ended up at this planet.
It being Doctor Who. And
basically,
how can we be sure it's not Planet of the Apes?
I think the fans at this point were clamoring for him to go somewhere else other than Earth.
Hey, you know where you could go somewhere else? Cardiff.
Also, I'm getting the impression that basically Doctor Who just turns up somewhere and just gets involved with shit that he should be butting out of.
Isn't that how literally every TV show on the planet has ever worked?
Oh, it's a god.
No, it's that creature in the jar before it.
It is.
Ended up in the jar.
He's got a much nicer jar.
Hmm.
Hello, it's me, creature in a jar.
That creature in the jar. Do you like hanging out with your new buddy, the one-eyed Willy?
Ah, yes. One-eyed Green Willy and I, we both have a lot of things in common. We like to make people horny, and we also like to pick on Shannon Tweed and her tweeds. And also, we need a new body.
And do you like lasers and stuff?
Oh, yes. I mean, I use lasers all the time. I mean, how else am I supposed to make anyone horny?
How come you look a bit like the Grinch?
Well, that's a long story. Before I did look like that, but then Steven Seagal ate me. I was inside his body, and then they had to cut me out and put me back in the jar.
Dude, it's Elf.
That is Elf.
Hi, Willy.
Oh, yes, he's my friend, too. But anyways, though, I better get back to the jar, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
Who keeps inviting that jar creature back on this show?
I didn't realize Alf was in this episode.
The other guy's name is Toby's.
Hey, I wonder who's showing up next.
Torvis. No.
Did somebody say Toby? Boo.
No, we were calling for Torvis. We were calling for Torvis.
Oh. Oh, okay. I'll go then. Bye. Boo.
Well, that was quick.
That'd be the funniest if that's all Toby was on this episode. That hit.
He might be, because I don't think there's many ghostly things on this.
We're so used to being like shattered with like oozes of jizz and ectoplasm every episode he shows up.
So the Torbus is the Torbus something where Toby takes over the TARDIS?
If it ever works, maybe.
He could use the ectoplasm to regenerate it.
Maybe it's the fuel.
Yes.
Oh, but I don't know if that'll work because it's got all those in and inside condoms.
Oh, that is true.
Explains why it's white on the inside.
Everyone knows the TARDIS runs off. There's a room specifically just for that.
So what's this drama between these aliens?
The planet is very rich in minerals and the Galactic Federation is approaching it for membership, and the young guy, he's the king. He is inclined to join the Federation, but the priests are trying to talk him out of it.
So it's like Dune.
Kinda. Mm.
It's Dune meets Star Trek with the Galactic Federation.
Kind of is.
The young actor here is David Troughton, the son of Patrick Troughton.
Oh.
The second Doctor.
The other guy's name Herpes?
Sorry.
Maybe.
No, he's never going away.
Water trickling.
I don't know which way. I'm a bloody old man, and I decided to fashion a kilt to make my jacket thing, and it's very pretty.
Did this doctor know judo?
Yes.
Does he do any in this episode?
Yes. That's why I picked it.
Do we have to wait long?
Third episode, I think.
I want to fight him. I want him to fight that beast man guy.
I think that beast man guy is the gorilla from Kung Fu and Titties.
I thought it was Cocaine Bear.
Oh, well, that too.
It's all those things.
Oh, Doctor, what are you doing? I'm doing nothing. Oh, it's a door.
I'm going to assume by the end of this episode arc, the Doctor is going to be like, my work here is done. What do you mean? You didn't do anything, didn't I?
That's essentially every Doctor Who episode.
That was literally last week's episode.
It was. That's why I made a really crappy meme to go with it.
Are we sure they're not in Jabba's palace?
There's your Ice Warriors.
Bede, how many subscribers for that weird alien dude outfit?
I'm going to say 12.
James, tell me we're doing the Rostan Warrior Robot at some point this month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Love that robot.
You know what the TARDIS needs to be fueled by? It needs to be fueled by the interruptions of Freddy and Mersh.
Then it'll never stop working.
You guys saw the picture of Rocky in the box of Lego.
Did somebody say cat? Hi, Willie.
Oh, it's a golem. What's with Hercules over here? He looks like Hercules from the Marvel comics. Oh, it's the golem again.
I thought it was Darth Vader looking. Just in green.
Isn't that what's his name from Fat Albert?
It could be. You're right. Oh, it's Creature in a Jar again. Darth Helmet.
Darth Helmet. It's bigger to be Darth Helmet.
Well, this was his origin story.
Could have been.
It got bigger as the years went on. Luckily, I'm not high at the moment because I'd be freaking out with all these creatures
I'm
in this scene.
I'm kind of freaking out. That's mostly because I've barely slept as we're recording.
Are we sure that's not Judge Dredd's cousin Joe?
Might be.
Judge Joe.
Joey, it's Joey. Joey Dredd.
I thought his cousin was Judge Reinhold.
Oh, you fucking... Yes. God damn it, James. You made me do this.
Wait for it.
I'm waiting for something.
I'm waiting for it.
Who's playing a sound?
What
was I meant to do this too?
James did a bead joke.
Why is he wearing sunglasses? Or at least it looks like sunglasses.
They both look like they're wearing sunglasses.
But do they have gauze over their eyes?
Well, they should. How else are they meant to see?
What are the guards in Jabba's palace called again? Those pig-looking creatures. What are they called again?
Gamorreans.
Yep.
The Gamorreans. Those are the Gamorreans you get off Wish. They just don't have the masks, though.
They couldn't afford them. Ones.
Yes.
And that's the
why did we get to experience? Oh, we're almost like a Pepper Potts. I'm the one-eyed Willie. Oh. I'm Pepper
Potts. You know, one-eyed Green Willie. One-eyed Green Willie sounds like Miss Piggy.
Oh, Kirby.
It's the sex doll you order off Timu.
Get your one-eyed Green Willie off Timu.
Except it's not speaking Japanese.
Get out of here, Goose.
Why is the goose still hanging around?
Oh, came no. in with Ninja Terminator 2B. We'll leave him alone.
Get away from me, Goose. Talk to me, Goose.
It's the wrong kind of goose. I got Goose the cat back there.
Oh, yes. We're the most British aliens of them all.
And our lovely planet has lots of Peloton exercise equipment. It's better than Planet Bowflex.
Planet Peloton versus Planet Bowflex. Interstellar War.
Coming soon to Tubi.
Then you have the DDP Yoga Tribe.
I'd be in on that Yoga Tribe. There's a princess? Oh.
Why is Otto Hightower like in purple?
Colin, did you just start paying attention to this Doctor Who episode?
No, I've just been trying to figure out why it's in olden times, and I don't know.
We have
I'm trying to figure out why.
We have Doctor, been discussing that.
David Bowie's in it. Fucking.
Well, Gilgamesh is right there.
All I know is they're in olden times. There's a couple aliens in a box. This bitch is wearing some frothy pink thing. Where's the TARDIS? And the TARDIS fell off a fucking
cliff. Yeah.
Mountain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I know what's up. These green motherfuckers are trying to make them eat salad.
They know that you don't win friends with salad, but they still insist on doing it anyway.
They're from the Salad Bureau.
And then Count Mockula over here is trying to get them to brush their teeth. The fucking dude in the fucking Dave and Buster's game over here is talking to people like he's Yoda. Like, he's the Pope. He fucking rides in one of those things. Like, it's Doctor Who, bro. It's creepy.
Also, is it just me or is one-eyed green monster, his little arms look like penises? And there's Alf again.
It's because they are.
Yeah, Alf, but they worship Alf. Like, he's their head alien.
I mean, that
the TARDIS fell off the cliff. Sense. They're trying to get the TARDIS back. I mean, it all revolves around the TARDIS, and I don't know why. Like, and this guy is just yelling at all these aliens. They're like having a civil war, aren't they? And he's like the mediator.
Well, that's what it sounds like after he called them squabbling children.
Well, when you put it that way.
Hmm.
But we wanted to play marbles, Doctor Who.
Why is Princess Peach over there?
That green, the one that looks like Darth
That's
Vader.
That's Mario music, too.
It looks like Clamps from Futurama, because he's got clamp hands.
Oh, yeah, he does.
That's not good music.
See, he's got clamps.
He does.
Oh, no, Elf!
Oh, no, don't kill him, Elf!
Oh, no! What a cliffhanger.
What a cliffhanger.
That brings dude, that this episode man, to a close. Yeah. We'll see when it starts playing the next
that
one.
Old man's hip.
I did my share of cliffhanging
right,
this week.
Episode 2, I mean part 2.
That's right, Ninja Terminator 2B.
Starting now.
Now.
Do I have to press play? No, I don't.
Now we gotta find. Now this is where we're gonna find out where Doctor Who broke his hip or not.
This episode brought to you by the Blackpool Combat Club.
Dude, thank God I took those mushrooms.
You've definitely taken something, bro.
Where'd you take them?
No, I haven't taken anything. I'm
paddle car.
I'm high. I have to get more high in a second. I'm upset because my battery died.
Oh no!
I can't vape. Yeah, it's like shorted out.
Oh no!
Don't forget buying cheap batteries.
The BBC. The BBC Batman's bro count.
Go fuck yourself. I thought you were gonna have a funny joke like the BBC. We've made a few changes around.
Did somebody say go fuck yourself? Hey, it's me, Ultimate Craven. How's everybody doing today?
I thought that would have really offended you, Craven.
No, I'm super progressive now. I love everybody except people who are intolerant of me, and then I will cancel them with ruthless aggression.
But do you do it online, though, Craven? That's the question.
Hmm?
I mean, if you're going to cancel someone, you got to do it online. That's how it all works.
Oh, I do. Like, I've canceled so many people this week. I canceled Peter Parker. I canceled that Miles Morales kid. Oh, I canceled Bats like 8 times. You have to watch that guy. I canceled The Rock for taking Cody's spot.
Dude, well, that one I approve
of. You canceled Stampy, but then you had to uncancel him because he actually did nothing wrong.
Oh, no, he did not really recognize my prior notice of the best.
That elephant has gone back to being very emo.
Mm.
I'm having to deal with that. Like, that's not fun, Craven. And we've got this freaking workout equipment war going on.
That's what it is.
Jesus, Stampy, calm down, mate.
No, I'm glad to see this is a much more tolerant place for everybody than I kicked the shit out of the megaphone guys last week. And that's the last we'll ever see of them.
Yeah, well, I think that was a good thing that you did, Woke Craven.
Yeah, those guys are fucking annoying.
We will never see them again.
Never.
Mm-mm. First of all,
you can't get rid of us. We're always going to be here.
Damn, that's a fucking loud megaphone. I didn't even get mine fixed.
First of all, I didn't get my megaphone when I spent my money on a gun. Fuck it.
Oh, well, I got myself a megaphone because I stole it. But anyways, I'll get rid of my megaphone and then go
they
back
just
to
shot,
my regular
They
voice.
Just shot Craven. Holy shit.
Yeah, we shot Craven. He too woke for this world.
I mean, you shouldn't just do that. That's fucked. Look.
You do realize he's dead. He's already started.
Oh, why no.
Just killed, you killed Craven. He's gonna regenerate.
Well, I'm taking those two dickheads to prison, which we might hear from soon. Oh shit!
Oh, great.
Oh, Craven's.
Craven looks like a big bud of weed.
Oh.
I can't be sure Craven's not going to regenerate into a big weed bud.
I just want you to know, you're all canceled.
Oh.
And go fuck yourself.
Well, that's
Craven,
mean.
Suck my dick, mate. Craven.
Oh, hi, everybody.
I feel
different. I'm not woke anymore.
Craven.
I don't know what's going on.
Why do you have big glasses on?
Yeah.
I don't know. My eyesight's getting really bad. Where did this bow tie come from?
Craven, he's got a pocket protector, mate.
Oh, no.
Oh my gosh, dude. Craven's a fucking nerd!
Did I do that?
You fucking nerd.
Dude,
oh,
even
no,
that
I'm a nerd.
Hit me.
This is worse than being woke. Dude, I'm a nerd now. Oh.
You know
that
what,
Lego,
Craven?
That Lego set took me 3 days.
You better be careful, Craven. I'm so going to fucking wedgie you in a few minutes.
I care more about math, and I'm really into fantasy baseball. For some reason.
I hope you have another pair of underwear, because yours are going to be breaky in a second now once I
wedgie you. Okay, I got to go. Before it beats looking at me sideways, he's going to give me a swirly.
He was going to dunk your head down the toilet.
Hey, fucking nerd.
Yeah, the other way around this time.
Yeah, you better run, you fucking nerd.
Guys, we can bully Craven now. He's not going to fight back.
Yes, and also he can't cancel us now since he's no longer woke. It's
very lonely. We all know he just used fake bullshit to try and cancel us. That doesn't work.
I don't know. Hello, that seemed like a real cancel to me. He's canceled me 5 times this week, and I didn't even do anything.
Mm. Your friend, the doctor.
Why did Roddy McDowell play this character?
He was too busy being up in Planet of the Apes, darling. I don't know what my voice is. I'm sorry.
Was Roddy McDowell ever on a Doctor Who episode? My mother
was an Earth woman. Roddy McDowell?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he was.
Mm.
Ooh, I like all your rings. Can I have them?
He's going to steal them for, to sell them.
Yeah, he's
going to take it. She's not really a princess. Is she, Doctor, was bullshitting with that, right?
No, she's Princess Peach from the, Mushroom Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
This is a weird remake of, the Super Mario Brothers movie from last year.
A little bit. I'm strictly neutral. Oh.
Does that mean Chris Pratt is now Doctor Who?
Yes.
I think he's that guy?
I thought that was Jack Black. Or is Jack Black like the...
I don't fucking know.
Dark Helmet.
Oh, I think we've got an ad. For this second episode, 702. You want to kiss? Yes.
Sorry, I had to make sure my kids were cool. And then I also had to get a joint because, bro... I can't get through this Doctor Who shit. Like, I can't get through this not high. Like, it's killing me here.
As your butt tender, I concur. It's
time. Oh, this ad's almost over. All right, we're back. 705. Damn. You know... Oh,
we got a phone call. It's from prison.
We got a phone call. All right, we better answer.
Oh, don't pick up. Don't pick up on them.
Hello, Louise.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise Lasser. It's me. I'm calling from jail. And I thought I'd come in and check in and see how you all doing since I haven't received any phone calls or visits from anyone. I know you're trying, honey, but the others haven't.
Did you see his ladder? Did you see him outside with the ladder? Then he got attacked by a goose trying to save you.
Oh, yes. I did see the ladder, but... This is the weird thing about this jail. I mean, other than the fact that this weird Doctor Who has an elf in it, like, there's god gooses everywhere around this jail. It's weird.
Oh,
they must have. They must have hired all the goose guards with all the money they made from the wrestling organization last week, right?
Oh, yes, honey. And speaking of that, there's been a lot of changes since I last talked to you.
Okay.
Because you see, now I was in negotiations with G.R. Crockett for him to be my manager, but now Honky Cornette is going to be my manager.
Speaking of Honky Cornette, it's me, Honky Cornette. Now, I signed Louise Lasser to my Tubi prison wrestling organization. And later on tonight, Louise is going to go for the world's heavyweight title of the promotion versus Tammy Lynn Sitch.
Yes, I'm excited to fight Tammy. I know she's been on tough times, but I feel like I'll have an advantage over her because of that.
Be careful, she's crazy.
She may be crazy. Yeah, but I can be crazy too, and I've been extra crazy since I've been deprived of both red wine and pumpkin pie the last few weeks.
I mean, that's true, Louise, but you gotta know you use that for your motivation in this fight. but we'll let you know what happens. We got to get back to training, and we don't want to hear about that damn J.R. Crockett and his newest freaking champion is bullshit. I'm gonna get you there, Louise, I promise. Honky Cornet out, folks.
Now, Louise, you've been stuck drinking prison wine, right?
Yeah, it hasn't been easy because I've had to drink it out of the toilet. And let's just say, if you drink prison wine out of a toilet, it tends to be a little nutty, but I'm not exactly sure why, though. But anyways, though, I gotta get back to training because I gotta fight Tabby later. So I'll talk to you all later with how it all went. Bye.
Oh, wow. There you go.
That certainly took a
turn. I'm glad she's getting sober. She was drinking too much.
I mean, I don't think the actual toilet wine has alcohol in it.
Oh shit, a tornado's happening.
Is that a dupe box? Oh no, it's a...
Oh, it's Creature of the Jar again.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? They won the jackpot.
It's also a bong on the side too. You can smoke out of the thing.
It looks like a giant like bud.
It kind of is.
How do we light this, Doctor?
I forgot my super sonic lighter.
I think they're arguing about who gets the first hit.
Damn it, Colin, you almost made me do it on the spin take again.
Did I use my torch? Use my torch.
Did Doctor's he just like, say it's all right. There's we do... a good girl?
Yes.
It's all right. We do cocaine here.
Ah. Marcy, Doctor Who in this episode's like one of those douchebags I watched on Married at First Sight the other night.
How can you watch that crap? They're so horrible. Oh my god, dude,
seriously.
Because it's like a train wreck, you cats. Yes.
Can we do a podcast, me and you, Bead, of shitty reality shows like that? Because I will do that.
You know what, Colin? We'll do Married at First Sight Australia, and we'll watch all the episodes, and we can comment on them.
Oh, I'm sure Mrs. Badger might be down for that.
And believe me, there's a lot of already a couple of douchebags on this season of the show. Against my better judgment.
Did you guys ever watch the, what was it called? It's a Netflix one. It's where they had a little, you could catfish people or you could, it was like all on social media. That's how you contacted people.
Oh, the circle.
But you like live. Yes. Dude, the circle was so tight. The first season of the circle was so badass.
I thought the lock on that door was a rotary phone.
It could have been.
It probably was.
I thought Dracula was about to pop out.
No, it's
a symbol on the wall looks like a pug dog.
This castle seems like the kind of castle. My mom has a rug.
There's a sonic glider.
It seems like the kind of castle that Count Duckula would live in.
Count Duckula.
Oh, ducky.
With my obscure 80s out of it.
If I hide behind the curtains.
Oh, it's the Gorn again.
I will get her for Skeletor.
The fuck is the creature from the Black Lagoon?
Speaking of Skeletor, He-Man Revolutions is actually really fucking good. They fixed all the problems with that show.
Dude, she's playing hide and seek like my kids play hide and seek. Their fucking feet out from the goddamn curtains, dude. That's hilarious.
This is the lizard you get from Wish.
I thought it was the Gorn you got from Wish, and then the clamps you got from Wish.
Well, I mean, it's all of them combined.
Wait, he's got clamps for hands, actually.
Yeah, excuse me, I've just come to get my dildo and I'm out of here. Oh, it's dude, it's Kaibu, it's Geico Kaibu.
Hey, what's up, Billy? Hey, yeah, Billy owes me $5. That guy's a bit of a dick.
Well, you better hit him up, man.
I mean, he's a little bit bigger than you, Geico Kaibu, even though you are now in ghost form.
I am. Guys, it stopped me from partying.
Let's be as a ghost. You can party all night, forever and ever, and you'll never get a hangover.
Like, I was partying so hard, Craven canceled me earlier this week for partying too hard.
I mean, well, I don't think you have to worry about that now. Yeah, Gaika Kaibu, I was partying with you last night. Craven canceled me like 20 times. But I kind of forgot. I'm not a ghost, so I do have a hangover.
He even canceled my Uber. That guy's a dick.
See, that's his low right there. Masters.
Can you all hear me? My microphone just shit itself.
No, it's good. You're good.
No, okay. I can hear you.
Okay, good. Should be working, I think.
Oh! Oh, I'm a great eye monster! Oh!
Why would you say that?
Why would this exercise bike marry the princess?
Mm. What's that sound? Is that from this?
Oh. I don't know. It's from it somewhere. Too.
Lord is there.
Lord is there.
I must speak with you.
Listen. Would you like to subscribe to Factor?
It's coming from. I think it's coming from Colin.
What's that?
That noise. The noise.
There is a noise.
No, it's not. It wasn't me.
I'm just sort of basing it on the little beeper thing that pops up any time someone talks in this episode.
I've just been on mute most of the time.
I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, I gotta find a pink outfit somewhere.
But she's wearing one.
Yeah, but a better
it's
one.
Princess Peach. She's gotta look good for Mario. Bowser.
She's gotta hide her stash.
Is she being held prisoner? I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, Bowser's got her. She's waiting on Luigi.
Luigi Lasser.
Yeah.
No, it's a Hooigi because it's Doctor Who.
Oh.
Dude, he would never be called that.
I didn't get the buzzer from that, so I get an improvement from there.
No,
so.
I like Luigi. Luigi, I like that.
Luigi?
That's how you contact past doctors.
Luigi.
Points to James for that one.
Yes. I'm giving points as well. Hold on. Where is it? There we go.
It's a me, a who, Luigi Lasolini.
Oh, it's who, Luigi Lasolini.
I don't know what the fuck my name is, you stupid fucking idiots, eh?
Luigi Lasolini. There you go.
See.
Boy, Bellini, who is this imposter who is intimidating me in living form rather as a ghost?
I'm not a ghost, I'm a Doctor Who, are you stupid?
Well, listen here, Doctor Who, why you shouldn't be trying to imitate me, because I'm the real Italian, and also
I am a who, Luigi, you fucking stupid dumbass fucking dickhead.
When I am a Tomario Ghostellini, Italian ghosts are better than real Italian people.
You're and a now, Italian like a sheep.
You're number one. Your single went number one, baby.
Oh yes, I'm very excited. My number one single went number one in Sweden.
But not in Italy. They shit on you.
You're getting so many points.
It is still climbing up the charts. In Italy. It'll be number one in very soon.
No, it won't, you stupid.
You're trying to take away all of my fans in Italy. You're very mean, human ghost. Italian
pasta. I'm not the ghost of your fucking stupid.
What the fuck is this podcast?
I don't fucking know. You all shut the fuck up for now. I'm going to go make a real pesto and linguine.
I think we finally found a character who's a bigger hater than Craven.
I'm going to make a ghost pasta and take it over to Carly because he likes my ghost pasta.
Luigi's just the best. Luigi just hates everybody.
Luigi, nobody, you stupid. Stupid.
You're stupidini.
You go fuck off, fucking.
Now listen here, you are a fuck off a lady, so.
You go fuck off a lady, your face, sir.
No, your face, sir. But anyways, though, I better go.
You are the fucker off, all right? You are
the fucker. Settle. There's a college, the judge of all things Italian, so we better go. See, no one said to be the Bible.
Now you're screwed. Vikram's mad.
Oh no!
No, Vikram's asleep.
Luigi is 100% Italiano. You fuck off, a fucking.
Oh wow!
We'll get canceled. I can't do that.
Now,
dude, I thought we were all canceled.
Who?
We're free to do anything. We're canceled.
Whoa! What's that deal?
Whoa! Hey now! Where's that going?
Hey now! Whoa! Marcy, this is it's Edward Peter's hands too.
But also,
dude, he's about to stab her in places that should not be. That looks like it's gonna hurt.
What's it with this show with dick guns?
I don't know.
This is the second episode in a row.
Listen, it's the 70s.
The 70s were a weird time.
Was this the 70s or 60s or 70s?
No, 70s.
It was 70s? No, fuck, I don't even remember. When did Doctor Who start? Fucking hell. 60-something?
63.
Yeah.
The literal day after JFK's assassination.
So tight.
If you want to talk about a conspiracy...
So we say that Doctor Who
assassinated JFK to interfere with the Doctor Who broadcast.
Oh,
that's totally right. Yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald was hella pissed off about Doctor Who coming out because he just didn't like it, so he wanted to kill the president. That's what happened.
Are we saying that Lee Harvey Oswald is a Time Lord?
Well, yeah, he fucking knew. Yeah.
His initials are LHO, so I mean, change one letter.
Oh! Also, Doc Helmet is upset.
And if the person had a speech impediment, it could have pronounced it "We Harvey Oswald."
That's it.
So everybody said WHO. That's it, Doctor Who.
My mind is blown right about now. Oh, it's the gorilla from Kung Fu and Titties again.
It's also Grislore.
Oh, shit.
It's the gorilla Grislore from the Ice Cream Bunny in Santa, whatever the fuck that movie was.
Oh, that's right. There's Alf again.
There's Alf Skeleton.
Got any cats?
Alf is God on their planet.
Alf is actually the Skeletor equivalent on their planet.
It's Cocaine Alf.
Cocaine Alf. Hide your cats because they need some for the sacrifice to the almighty elf.
Mersh, get out of here, bro. They're going to get you.
Oh!
How dare you be evil, you old man!
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Look at you! Are we sure these guys aren't Gary Nolte or Nick Busey or something?
It could be.
Gary Nolte, wasn't it?
Also, why did Wells play this character? Hello, I'm Orson Welles.
Hello, I'm Orson Welles. Oh, fuck, I can't do it.
Yes. Yes, Pinky, you need to talk like this.
We're going to take over the world. Wait, you know what? I have a sound for that. Give me 1 second, fucking bitches.
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Don't ask why Marcy has that on the soundboard.
Because I'm badass. We know that.
I mean, that's true.
All right, that's episode 2. We don't remotely know what's going on.
We.
All right, next episode. 3, 2, 1.
One.
And
go.
At the start. There we go. So, earlier, Louise and Honky Cornette were saying something about that title match and stuff, but what's the deal with the JR Crockett and Anastasia?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, we haven't heard from Anastasia yet. I mean, she should be giving us... Oh.
That's convenient. Oh,
hello.
We're going to answer that.
Hello.
Oh, it's Anastasia.
Hello. Are you there?
Oh, we're here, Anastasia.
Episode 3 of the Peloton Doctor Who. But how are you doing?
What's going on with
the wrestling, Anastasia?
Well, I have signed with a new promotion, and I just win the world title. Please meet my manager / wrestling promoter, J.R. Crockett.
Hey everyone, it's me, Captain J.R. Crockett. I decided to upgrade myself from Major to Captain for this episode.
I thought you were a Colonel. What the fuck are you doing?
I was a Colonel, but you know what? Why be a Colonel when you could be a Captain?
I suppose this makes sense, but I am now the champion. And I am more than a champion of the toilets. I'm the champion of the world.
Exactly. On the other side of the prison.
What?
Are you going to get a helmet like this guy?
I don't need one. My head is hard as a rock.
That's exactly right, because what Anastasia does when she goes up against her opponents in the ring is that she headbutts them so hard that their own head falls off. So, hence, why she's able to pin them very quickly. So, that is why she's already the world champion on the other side of the prison that her and Louise are in. And that's why later on, her next title fight is going to be a gender-neutral title fight between her and Ted DiBiase Jr.
And this dickhead doesn't know what's coming to him. He is in the prison for whatever money shit he do. I am here for serious reasons. He is no match for Anastasia.
Oh, definitely not. That's why I'm very excited to coach Anastasia after the time when Louise fell through. And I can tell you right now, Louise don't know what she's missing. She should have signed with me. And that is why Anastasia is on her way to be the entire, win all the titles in the prison system.
But not only in prison, in the entire space and time continuum.
Exactly. So... I got to get going because I got to go count up all my money and also figure out some new wrestling strategy, so I'll talk to you all later.
Well, what I didn't tell you before was this dickhead called The Rock tried to come in and take my title shot. But in the words of Christian Cage and Adam Copeland, I told him to go fuck yourself, and then I headbutt him, and he is no longer alive. So he's not stealing my victories and my titles.
Oh, wow. Maybe you might have to train Cody Rhodes now, Anastasia, once you get out of prison.
This might be the case, but we'll see. Maybe when this episode comes out, things are different, but fucking who knows, right?
Now, how are you getting along with the Goose Guards?
They are in my pocket. I pay them off. They bring me sandwiches from under the bridge in the other restaurant next to the prison.
I think they want another sandwich.
Goose, go bring from sandwiches and you'll get one. I don't know how this prison works, but I might go because there's some animal carcasses on the floor in this Doctor Who, and he's not wearing any pants. He's wearing shorts. I just realized he has shorts with thigh-high boots. He stole my look from 10 years ago. fucking Christopher Walken wannabe, go fuck off.
Okay, well, you go back and train Anastasia. I guess we'll check into you later and see how your title, your next fight with Ted DiBiase Jr. goes.
I will break him.
Okay.
Damn, she got an attitude on her, that one.
I will break you.
I just hope the Goose Guards don't start their own federation.
No.
Well, they might.
But they'll start a union, if anything.
There's this goose that, you know, he's a lead sandwich guy. His name's Jerry. I think he is going to be the sneaky one to start the Federation.
And from what I've heard, the number one contender in the Goose Wrestling Championship is the Honk-E-Tonk Goose.
Oh, let's go. That's the funniest shit I've ever heard. Come on. Give him
I quite liked that beat. I liked it.
That's two.
He's the champion of Goose Changer Wrestling.
Goose Changer Wrestling, let's go. Folks, if you're not watching GCW, at least, like, watch one show a month. You're missing out. It's fucking great. Her hair's on fire.
Nick,
oh, no,
Nick Gage versus the Goose, I think I put the money on the Goose.
For real. That goose has a knife.
Just go support indie wrestling anyway. Just go support indie wrestling.
I mean, fuck you. Fuck yeah. Support all wrestling except when they do stupid shit and then you can whinge about it online.
Don't even. That is just bullshit. Just fucking stop talking about the Rock shit. Don't do it. It's a sore spot. Don't. I don't want to talk about it.
Already been told about that,
jokes,
right?
Already this episode.
Yeah.
It's way past being talked about, dude.
I have to ask James a question. James, out of all the doctors that have been on Doctor who could be a one who could be a wrestler?
I mean, Pertwee was the most active fighter.
Well, we're going to get to his kung fu soon, right?
Yep. Well, I mean, nice. Yeah. Between him and his stuntman, yeah.
You know what?
Episode of HR Puff and Stuff.
It kind of is. But also, I just realized the green-eyed monster, Pickle Monster, it sounds exactly like Prudence, the not pervy ghost, Toby's sister.
It's kind of bear a little resemblance.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to her.
She kind of disappeared. I guess she just couldn't handle how dirty the show was.
Well, I think what happened was she actually walked in on Freddy and Stampy, and she hasn't been seen since. Yeah.
That would explain everything. By the spaceships of the Federation?
I kind of wish, like, Captain Kirk would show up. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Has there ever been like a crossover between Star Trek and Doctor Who in, say, like comic book form?
Yes.
Because that would make sense.
Think so?
Has there?
Yes, there
has. Has there? Ooh.
Do you know there was a crossover between The Next Generation and X-Men?
Well, did you know there was also a crossover between the original Star Trek crew and X-Men? I actually still own that comic too. That was a great crossover.
Has Star Trek ever crossed over with Predator? Because I don't think that would go down well. Unless you had someone like Worf battling the Predator.
There has to be like a Star Trek versus Aliens crossover as well. If not, we might have to write this.
Oh, maybe. Why has he got a dildo there? It's made out of wood. He's going to get splinters up his ass.
Why wouldn't he have a dildo?
My what is this product? A score? It's like someone just baggy on a keyboard.
That's because they were.
Yep.
The budget was 3 cents, buddy.
My favorite crossover was always Aliens, Predator, Terminator.
Yes. And RoboCop.
Can we have like a fighting game where you get to pick from all the doctors?
Yes.
It was called Lego Dimensions.
Yeah. I'm talking Mortal Kombat style. That'd be badass. Can you imagine like Dalek fighting in Mortal Kombat?
Did somebody say Dalek exterminate, exterminate?
What's up, Derek? You're my new best friend because you're such a Dalek nerd.
I know I'm such a nerd, although I'm a little upset at the moment because your co-host B tried to wedgie me after the last episode.
Look, I'll have a talk to him, but I can't make any guarantees. But now that Craven's a nerd, I feel like he's going to atomic wedgie Craven, and you should be all right for now.
I'm going to go and talk to Nerd Craven and possibly be his best friend, and we're also going to talk about calculus. Exterminate!
Dude, does anyone know what calculus is? Because I don't know.
No.
This is what I'll tell you what calculus is. Exterminate! I gotta go. Bye. See you later. Exterminate.
I wonder if that nerd Dalek even knows what calculus is. Fuck nerd.
Hey guys, did that fucking Dalek come back here? That fucking nerd Dalek. I'm gonna wedgie fucking him again later.
Bean, how do you wedgie a Dalek anyway?
Alright, well first of all, what you need to do is you need to grab their underwear, which is like right under them. So you gotta pull them up really, really high. So high that they literally split in half. And then they have
well,
to
actually,
put themselves
technically,
back
B, together. Davros actually doesn't sit in a wheelchair anymore, so you can wedgie him all you want.
Well, I can wedgie him, yes. I actually, you know what? I really hope that Derek, teams, any other nerd Daleks are out there, meet up with Nerd Craven, because if they do, oh, I can't wait to give them all swirlies. I'm going to give them a swirly massacre.
Give me Nerdapalooza with all the nerds on the show now.
Oh, yeah. While they're talking about calculus, I'm just going to dunk them all in the toilet.
Bede, I think it might be a good time to have an intervention and discuss to you about kind of anger management in regards to nerds.
Well, I can't help it, Buzz. But I can't help it. I get nerd rage.
Bede, I hate to tell you, bro, but you're a nerd.
I'm not a nerd. I'm a geek. There's a difference.
There's a pecking order there.
Exactly. See, geeks are the jocks of the nerd world. And then you got the nerds.
Geeks don't play Magic the Gathering.
Exactly. And, you know, so you got geeks, then you got nerds, then you have Dalek nerds, and then right under that is Nerd Craven.
He's the worst of the nerds.
Yes.
King Nerd.
They're the nerdiest. And somehow, Urkel is like in the middle. He is more jockier than Nerd Daleks and Nerd Craven.
I don't know if that checks out, mate.
I mean, I can't help it if that's
where
a
does,
how the
where does
work.
Screech from Saved by the Bell come from?
Oh, like, well, he doesn't from? Wear glasses, so he'd be like underneath the geek.
He felt so he was more a geek than a nerd, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, it'd be me, Screech, Urkel, Nerd Daleks, and Nerd Craven.
No, Screech is above you, Beat. Oh, okay. He stabs people, so he's cool.
He does. He's
all
what
right.
About
so
Minkus in Boy Meets World.
Ooh, was he wearing glasses?
Yes.
Okay, so he's like down above, under Urkel.
Who's stabbed? Who's stabbing? I heard somebody got stabbed. I want to join in.
No, we're not talking about stabbing Baby Craven.
Baby Craven, could you stab Beat? He's kind of annoying.
Okay, stop,
I hate
stop,
to be
stop,
mean.
Stop.
Ow! Mercy! Ow!
Well, it's not my fault.
Baby Craven, stop it.
It's my new knife! It's really sharp, see? Stop.
Well, ow! Stop it! That was my spleen, you dick.
Hey, Baby Craven, do you want to kill this monster thing? Because I want to cook its meat for dinner.
Okay.
Cheers, brother.
Oh, yeah, but... I was going to ask Baby Craven how he feels that his dad's a nerd now.
Probably stab him as well.
You really should bandage that up. You're bleeding.
Yeah, I think a little bit of my intestine is poking out, so I better staple that back
Bait,
in.
I'm sorry.
He does like you,
that's
by
all right.
He really likes you.
Well, I suppose that he cut me enough so I wouldn't die, so.
He didn't hit any major organs. He hit all around them.
Yeah, well, that is true. And also, I apologize. I can't help it if nerds make me upset, because every time I see them with their glasses and pocket protectors and their bow ties and their and suspenders, I just want to fucking wedgie them.
What about their Doctor Who umbrella?
Yeah.
Better. Doctor Who ones I will slide, because Doctor Who nerds are cool.
It's a very cool. Questionable umbrella. Fuck, I'll do it to myself.
Like, okay.
Where are we? If you know what the umbrella is, you'll get why I did that.
That's why you're self-aware, Marcy.
They can afford nice-ass, like, fur blankets and shit, but they can't afford, like, better armor for their, like, people.
Oh, those are probably I was going to say, those are probably the fur blankets from the first story arc with the cavemen.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it's probably just the creature costume, just as the fur.
I want sunglasses like that. Like that bucket helmet with the lenses.
Well, if you could make it with paper mache.
Why is a bucket head in this episode?
Is he hypnotizing this thing?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a screwdriver.
Singing a Venusian lullaby.
Oh. It's just a little baby.
Just speaking in tongues. My kid, I walked in on my kid standing on a table, like kind of like just speaking gibberish, and I was like, he's speaking in tongues. My other one was just walking around in circles, and I was like, I'm just going to walk away. Like, standing on a table, like,
you know what you should do to freak them out? You should actually, like, bring over the fucking priest. They can be scared because they might think they're possessed, or he's going to be very inappropriate.
See, my kids don't make a joke like that about my kids.
Yeah, Marcy.
Ow.
Marcy went there and it went too dark.
It wasn't in reference to your kids.
Is that a new thing? Dark with Super Marcy?
Dark.
Yeah.
It's not after dark, it's just dark with Super Marcy.
I'll cut that
out. Yeah, it's just dark.
I'll beep the whole thing out.
Where are they kidding, Marcy?
No, I said it in terms of exorcism, and then I realized it was going to sound wrong, so it just came out wrong.
Yeah.
First of all, we don't want no woke hippie exorcisms. I found my, put down my gun and found my other megaphone. Where's my other megaphone guy at? First of all, we shot that son of a treason for kicking our ass last week. Yeah, that was a fucking nerd.
Exactly. First of all, everybody knows that all exorcists are nerds. All they want to do is exorcise, like, the MAGA spirit out of people so they will start voting for Joe Biden. So we don't want that. So we're going to have to go around, find all the exorcists, and then we also are going to be using our MAGA phones to tell people to vote for Trump because he ain't presented by the devil, even though he kind of is, but that's beside the point.
The power of past compels you to not vote for Democrat.
And also, Jesus is a liberal, hippie, copy Democrat, and I'm also going to have to yell at him with a megaphone, too.
Fuck you, Craven, I'm all canceled.
And also, Craven's a nerd. We don't like nerds.
Guys, you're so fucking loud.
I shot Wolf Craven. I don't think I'll get in trouble for that. But will we get in trouble if we shoot a nerd, Craven?
I don't think so, brother.
Who the fuck fixed your megaphones? Whoa. Fuck off, man.
These ones are even louder.
Well, fuck, I might just break them because you're a pain in my ass.
Fuck off, guys. Nobody wants you.
All right, I'll see you later. Bye.
You know, I'm going to change the setting on their megaphone to fucking fucking commie, Libby, hippie, Democrat, whatever the fuck they're going about.
The commie, hippie, liberal, Democrats.
That's the one. That's the one.
The entrance is hidden.
He does. There's a Gorn, there's a Gollum. There's so many things in this episode. There's Alf. Yeah.
It's very weird.
And there's Hercules from Marvel in the background.
I don't know what's up with that guy.
No, that's Biggest Dickus in the back.
Yes. Actually, you know what?
What?
There we go.
Joffrey's about to kill the doctor.
Oh,
no.
Well, we've got that. We are 2026 into episode 3.
Whoa.
America.
Oh, we only got the one ad, so it's almost over.
Thankfully. Well, that's been short.
Get
right.
Oh, 2028.
There we go.
How'd they get on a pirate ship?
I think it's just right.
It's a spaceship.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next match is a rope cage match. Scheduled for one fall.
Don't be surprised if that's what Louise is doing right now. I think she's reenacting this fight we're going to see, because I'm assuming this is a fight.
Wow, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome has gone into weird places.
They don't even have Tina Turner.
They lost the budget.
they only had $10 to work with.
So they just dug a giant hole in the ground? Why is Charles Bronson in there?
Did someone say Charles Bronson?
Jeez, who killed my family?
We haven't had the brothers Bronson here for a while. What's going on, brothers?
We've been busy
with the doctor.
Yes, we were busy looking for Victor Crowley because he killed all of Louise's family and we're taking revenge for them.
Did you ever find a sensitive Victor Crowley?
Oh, he's a little hard to find because he's in the swamp.
And I'm scared of the swamp.
But haven't you guys just been drinking and fucking Melanie Lassa?
Ooh, ouch.
Allegedly.
I mean, we can't marry her because if we do, all the bad guys are going to kill her and then we'll have to take revenge again.
That is true.
I heard she's actually pregnant with an H1, like somehow you both knocked her up at the same time. So it's twins, but not twins, because you're each the dad of what she's having.
Well, it's probably because we were sleeping with her at the same time.
Mm.
Yes.
So there's going to be some little Bronsons running around soon.
Yes, you'll have to stay tuned for that, because we're looking forward to being daddies, but we hope nobody tries to kill them and we have to take revenge again.
You might have to do the Star Wars thing and, like, leave one on Tatooine and another one, like, with royalty.
I think we might have to do that.
Doctor's going to bust out some moves right now.
I do appreciate an active doctor.
Or as James said, his stuntman.
Yes.
And his stuntman's wearing a wig.
That was his stuntman's real hair.
Whee!
What's to say it wasn't really a 70-year-old, however old John Pertwee was when this was made?
Yeah.
Well, that is true.
How is this old man beating up this dude?
I mean, I'm sure he's an actual Canadian 30.
This is the first MMA fight.
Yes. Where's the Star Trek music?
Ooh.
And I'm surprised that the Gorn isn't in there with them having a fighting them as well.
What was that fucking look that Otto Hightower just made?
Judo.
Wah.
Kia.
Oh
shit.
Gonna choke out a bitch.
Damn.
Don't you mess with the doctor.
Dude, Joffrey's pissed. I would not
kill the king's champion. This Doctor Who doesn't fuck around.
But everybody finds out.
High five.
Oh! Did that robot just fart?
Oh, no.
Oh! Oh, no, is it that?
And this concludes episode, I mean, part three, now to the final part now.
Yes. Here we go.
For this.
Wait, what the fuck? There's another part of this?
Yes, there's four. Colin, so it's
you. For the key to time marathon there, Colin.
I mean, it's your episode next, Colin.
All right. BBC, Becky's bringing cunt.
Oh, fuck off, babe.
You can't say that.
Your bad jokes are getting me in a weird mood, Beat. I don't like it.
I'm sorry, Marcy.
I'm going to have to, like, just edit myself out of this episode.
Well, to be fair, Marcy, you're going to have to get used to it for the next few weeks.
Did you see that fucking green lizard fucking dick on the flashback? What the fuck was that?
Thing that's been in the last three episodes.
But it did like a fucking like a flash on the screen. And I did my herpes. That looks like a
Is that physical herpes? What?
I think so.
Herpes.
Has anyone
herpes?
Has anyone seen herpes? I think I have a bad case of herpes.
Oh, herpes.
He's definitely got herpes on his mouth. Herpes.
Hopefully there's no glitter in this episode.
I don't understand. Are they meant to be stopping like a civil war between these guys? I have no fucking clue.
No, yes,
the Federation.
Yeah, they're trying to keep the planet out of the Federation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was Dune with some Star Trek or whatever. I don't know. I'm so confused.
It's so dark, this episode. I suppose they had to make it dark so nobody knew how cheap the show was.
Pretty much.
Imagine this being upscaled to, like, 4K.
You'll see all the wires and everything. Yes, exactly. You'll see the wires, the strings.
You can see all the wires.
I'll let you know when I get the Blu-rays.
Yes.
I got the bottle wire between the two Doctor Who's.
You think he's joking, but he's probably not.
You know who this guy actually, now that I think about it, this dude here, Paul Atreides, in this episode,
yes.
he looks like Jonathan Rhys-Meyers.
If he were Christopher Walken.
Yes.
In Puss Combined... in Boots.
Exactly.
No, he's Christopher Walken from Batman, the second one.
Wow.
Oh.
I'm gonna watch that when I go to bed tonight.
You know, Catwoman. Wow.
No, don't destroy him with shame.
No, he's talking about Shane, as in Shane Douglas. The Shane Douglas will destroy you. Shane.
It's Uncle Franchise. Get it right.
Oh, sorry. Uncle Franchise. Sorry.
Thank you.
Shane McMahon.
Actually, you know what? That dude looks like He-Man.
Roger Corman's He-Man.
Standing there for the whole time and you're just noticing that He-Man with mutton chops?
He does. I think he has like Ninja Terminator Tubby's wig.
No, he doesn't.
Well, that confirms it. I apologize, Ninja Terminator Tubby.
He's and a continue wannabe.
Continue your mission to break out Louise.
Don't make me laugh. My bones hurt.
Oh.
Mine too, dude. It's just getting old. I'm just old now.
Says the bitch who's younger than all of us.
Oh my god, it's my mom's rug.
Why does it look like it's got Rocksteady on there?
It kind of does.
It's Bebop and Rocksteady.
That's Bebop, yeah.
I was about to do a Rocksteady impression, but I realized that it would have sounded more like Grimlock more than Rocksteady.
Or is it the one from Turtles 2?
Oh, yeah.
Just do Seamus.
Me, Grimlock.
No, wait.
Don't come in here. I'm changing.
The princess. Giant pickle.
Oh, I thought they were going to go see the princess.
Can all these costumes look like? It's like they were like Godzilla monsters, and that was the human suits for the destroying the city scenes.
Yes.
I thought I saw that thing in Gamera once.
Mm-hmm. Gamera!
We need to do another Gamera movie for this show.
Fuck yeah, we
do. There's a streaming channel, Midnight Pulp, and they were playing, like, they had a bunch of Gamera movies done on the weekend.
Nice.
Well, Tubi did have a lot of Gamera. I don't know if it's still up there.
I'll have a quick squiz.
I think one of the Patreon voted ones that I did was Gamera, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to go over here and meet Bebop and Rocksteady. Okay, then.
Yep, there's still plenty of Gamera movies on Tubi.
One of those monsters in the, I think it's the second Gamera movie, is heaps woke because it's got a rainbow.
Wow.
Has Doctor Who actually done anything?
He beat the shit out of that guy. Remember, he choked him out.
Hey, he's moved some torches around.
He opened up a secret door.
He's talking to Otto Hightower.
Oh, we just noticed that he's mute.
Is he? No, he's not.
Oh, he's just wheezing.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh-ah.
I think it's because he doesn't like sand.
He-Man's pissed.
He obviously didn't like the first season of the Kevin Smith Show.
I was going to say he did like Dolph Lundgren playing him in the movie.
You leave Dolph Lundgren alone.
I love
Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren is the man.
He is the man.
Yeah.
Oh, add.
I only.
7:03 on. 7 minutes 36 seconds on episode at part 4.
Yep. I'll be back.
Colin, your microphone or something is coming through with a staticky sound. Now it's gone.
Is that better?
Yep.
Yes.
It might just have been loose with the plug or something. Because I can see everyone's individual sounds on the side. So, no, we're not back here. We got another ad. I've only got $50.
Take out the cheese puffs and a brown. Oh, I'm going to have to shoot you now, honey, because you don't have your money.
Well, it sucks. That's how groceries are.
No, it's $50 for a head of lettuce.
I had to pay for one banana for like $70.
Well, that's why you stick it that to the wall and sell it for $1 million.
Oh, that bad. Should be better. I think that static. I think that static was my fan.
There's a fan in the back. Oh good.
I want to see a sitcom with Dark Helmet, the One Eye Pickle Monster, and the Gourd.
What would it be called?
Freeze Company.
That's not
the reboot we need. It's the reboot we need.
Alright, I'll give this one to you, buddy.
Every time you give me a badum dish, that takes away the previous like wah.
No, they're unrelated completely. I don't make the rules, they're just there.
Hello, Gorn.
Hello, Gorn. Yeah. Which one of us is Gorn, or are we both?
Hey, Marcy. Marcy, you want to hear a terrible joke?
Not really.
You know what a Gorn's favorite David Fincher movie is?
Gone Girl?
Yes.
That was set here in Missouri where I live. It's in a town a couple miles away. It was actually a lot of it was filmed here in St. Louis.
Your forthcoming marriage.
You mean I have to marry Rocksteady?
I think so. I don't know what's going on.
I'd rather marry Bebop.
Dad Gord.
With his clamps.
Snorg.
That's his name, Bede.
I know, but it was hilarious.
Well, how would you feel if we laughed at your name? VHS.
You did last week.
When did I ever laugh at your name?
In your mind, you did.
You know it's not true.
I know, I'm just tricking.
You're mean.
That's a crazy name there. That's a crazy name there, Brain Zorg.
That other soldier died of herpes.
I'm enjoying this episode way too much.
I don't know what's happening.
That's every Doctor Who episode. This little wash over you.
This whole thing is just turning me into a massive bitch. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, Marcy. We still love you.
This episode turned you into one?
This episode, what we're doing. To be fair, I've had no sleep. I'm in a lot of pain. I don't feel well. I'm allowed to be a bitch.
That's all right, Marcy. We forgive you. And we hope that you can be asleep tonight.
Yeah. Tell the dog to stop waking me up and barking every 90 minutes for the night.
That's why you need to dunk him in the toilet like he's a nerd.
I was ready to.
Can come stay with Uncle Bede.
Yeah, you probably want the sleep though, man. I don't even know what conclusion we're meant to be going for here.
Whoa!
That escalated quickly.
No harm must
befall the king. Proceed. It's a coup. I'm sure the doctor
would know what to do. Yes. It's Dr. Coup.
Fuck me dead, dude. Oh my god.
Marcy, I saw an opportunity and I went for it. You gotta respect me for that.
I don't.
Marcy's not gonna speak to me for at least another for about 3 days after this episode. The Federation! Oh wait, we're in the wrong universe.
Diplomatic immunity.
That probably checks out. So who's the Galactic Empire or Federation or whatever? I don't know who's meant to be who here.
Well, who's who?
Well, these are all the...
I love that one.
Yep.
Well, obviously, despite the Federation's best efforts, Doctor Who just doesn't believe in the Prime Directive. He shouldn't be interfering with any of these civilizations.
Yeah, but he doesn't give a shit about that. If he did, there'd be no show.
Exactly.
I thought you would bring me the crown of kingship. But instead, you've brought me herpes.
And nobody likes herpes.
And worst of all, bitter.
Even herpes' mother doesn't like herpes.
And you
herpes stays with you forever.
You failed to bring me my exercise equipment. Where's my Peloton?
I am disappointed by the lack of exercise equipment in this episode of the show.
The final battle should be done on the fucking Peloton, the walking ones. Freddy! Mate, someone's gardening outside.
Oh, it's Rocksteady. Hello, Rocksteady.
It's Joker and Razor.
It's all wrapped in the one. Just for the record, I would wear the that costume for like at least 7 more subscribers.
I will make 7 emails, Speed. One for each incarnation.
Yes. I'd be disappointed if you didn't, James. Walking better than prison.
Sorry, I've got a dog just barking like mad here.
He's just upset, Marcy, that he can't be best friends with the Rocksteady creature.
Yeah, maybe. He's just being a little shit, though.
Must be Stampy's fault.
Is Hercules smoking opium in the back? Like, what is he doing right there?
Probably.
So it's a little ugly.
Sorry, what's the creature have to do with anything?
Is there God?
Oh, that's Elf.
Oh, is that Elf?
Oh! What the fuck was that?
Oh,
that's the... Is that the creature? Because that sounded like a car driving past someone's house.
I've my window open because it's
cold. Oh, okay.
So a stupid car drove by and I like hit mute and I was like, oh shit.
I was gonna say I thought that I'm was the creature just got rawr.
That would have been hilarious.
Fred.
The god's like rawr.
It sounds like a car.
Yeah.
Or their prime directive. Kneel before Alf.
Find
He's so
him
tiny.
A cat.
Alf is so tiny next to Doctor Who.
Can you stop making fun of people's heights?
I'm sorry, Marcy. That wasn't
very
making
nice.
Fun. I'm just saying. I'm just pointing it out. He's just a little tiny, cute little creature. That murders people.
Yeah, we do it so you don't suspect us. And then boom, you're dead.
Damn, Hightower got fucked up.
Totally.
I'm sorry, Marcy.
Yeah.
But I am.
This is the last episode of 2B Tuesday for a while. Everyone's just fighting.
Marcy's gonna fire me after the show.
It's just gonna be me here next week. No one else is allowed.
Oh.
I have to do all the voices.
It's my doctor and I'm not even here.
That'd be hilarious if one of us is here doing the show and everyone has to do and that person has to do everyone's voice.
It's worse if it's me, because I can't do anybody's voice.
We all have an Australian accent.
Hello, it's Colin.
Yeah.
G'day, it's Bashy here in Canada, eh?
I'm a Canadian from Canada.
all the way here on this show.
And he's Doctor Who expert. That sounded New Zealand. It's Doctor Who fucking expert, James Simpson.
Happy birthday, Doctor Who.
Apparently a Canadian turned New Zealander for some reason.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, the leader's dead.
They're like, fuck.
What this do is we the do? Weirdest. This is the weirdest sex cult I've ever seen.
Is it though?
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
I was going to say, have there been any sex cults on Doctor Who?
Every episode.
I mean, they've been on their knees a lot in this episode. The
memory of this unhappy day. They decided to copy the Wolves of Wall Street.
Yes. Look how big Christopher Walken / Roddy McDowell's shoulder pads are.
Really? 1945.
Oh. Hello, age.
This fucking woke old people.
Look at that giraffe. Look at that fucking giraffe.
I spent a lot of time look at that pussy. A lot of older people today. And they are not woke. They sound like those megaphone guys. It's so fun, dude. I love it. I love my girlfriend's family so much. They're so fucking fun.
That old lady was about to sacrifice that cat to the elf god.
Oh, that poor cat. Where's Mersh? Oh, Mersh is sleeping.
I'm from New York. From New York. What are you talking about, Doctor Who?
Listen, Instacat doesn't go fucking right now.
Instacat.
They're playing football.
Instacat. I was going to say Instacat.
Insta-cat. That's how they say it in Boston. Instacat.
Instacat.
It's my Instacat.
Instacat.
Oh, look at the puppy.
Listen, Lizzo.
Oh. Oh, no. That dog smiled and it freaked me out. This is the Lizzo you get from Tebow.
Find me a fucking apartment, Lizzo. Let's go.
We're like almost at the end of this 4-episode arc and it's giving us all the ads.
Listen, it knows. It's like, it knows we don't want to watch it anymore. And it's like, I'm going to give you all the ads.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to have to wrap up soon because Pete's got to head to work.
Oh, well, not for another hour and a half.
Oh, wait, your new thing doesn't start yet. Oh, we're back. 1948. Sorry.
Yeah, in 2 weeks' time, my work schedule's going to end. So, yeah, within, like, say, half an hour from now, I would have to basically go to work.
Did you get a new job?
Oh, no, it's the same job. I'm just working at a different site. But I'm working more hours now. Well, I hope he gets his
back. Money is good.
Yes, I can't complain about getting more money.
TARDIS. Is
there any doubt? See, you know what? Doctor Who should have done what that ad was saying. Instead of using a TARDIS, he should buy a new car.
Yeah. Fred. I mean, this TARDIS fell down a mountain. It can't be repaired. Like, it just won't. It's not going to get fixed.
Oh, it'll get fixed.
Well, okay, Joe, I better go find my son. He's going to be Alfred in the Gotham TV show.
That is true. Let's get on that. For real?
He's going to be in Dog Soldiers.
And Dog Soldiers, and also a few other shows as well, and movies.
It's been hello, Alf.
No.
What's that Ewok doing?
That's Alf.
Oh, it is tight.
His outfit is getting more and more outrageous as the episodes have been going on. He's wearing shorts.
Bless you. Pardon me.
Bless you.
Bless you. To ask you to stay. I can't. Don't do it. Because Bowser needs me. The toad people need me. Oh, don't do that, David Bowie. Joffrey.
Did somebody say David Bowie? Hello again. Boo.
What's up, Toby?
Oh, guys, I'm still a little upset. My dear Louise, she's still in jail. Well, I know that, but that's beside the point. Oh.
Do you know if she won her championship match?
I'm not exactly sure, so I think you guys might have. You might get a call from her very soon, but even then, I'm still upset.
She can face through the walls. You can see her anytime you want.
I know, but it's not the same.
Toby, are you afraid of gooses? So that's why you're not going to see Louise?
Yeah, I'm a little terrified of gooses. They scare me. It's their honking. I don't like things that honk at me.
Geese will fuck you up.
Yeah, I don't like things that honk at me, guys. You know my terrible secret. And only Louise and Ninja Terminator 2 be knew about that.
Well, this makes sense. Oh, you're so scared of the honky tonk man.
Alright, there's gooses around everywhere. I gotta get going, so, because I know. Oh, geez. You're expecting a phone call very soon, so I'll see you later. Bye. Boo.
What happens if we don't pick up the phone?
I don't know. I think
we actually get transported into another dimension.
We may have to risk it.
I want to get thrown into another dimension. Oh. Can I go with the Doctor Who?
I'm not picking it up.
It's going to be.
Nobody pick that phone up. Let it go to the machine.
Too late. Hello? Hello? Indeed. Oh, there's no one there.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Louise Lasser.
Told you not to pick up the phone.
I don't blame that bead guy. He didn't mean to. He just knew that I had some good news. And also, Honky's here, too.
Hey, it's me, Honky Cornet, and you know what? Louise has got some good news.
Yes, I bet, Teddy. I'm now the world champion on the right side of the prison system. So, very soon, and your episode's over now, so I thought I'd come in and tell you now about that, but very soon, that means that Anastasia and I are going to have to go up against each other to win both titles, so we're going to have a match next week.
Well, that's to be determined, because I don't like the J.R. Crockett, but we're going to have to negotiate a good deal.
That is very true, honey.
But anyway, this episode's ended, so I think they probably want to say fuck off.
Well, that is true. So I better get back to drinking my toilet wines and get prepared for the match next week. So I'll see you all later. Bye.
All right. Well, that concludes the Curse of the Peloton.
Peloton.
Peloton Exercise Equipment Peloton. Doctor Who episode.
Which I'm disappointed we didn't see more of. But yeah, that was the end for this week's episode of the show. We hope all of our listeners enjoyed this one. And before we wrap up the show tonight, Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
If you want to find us on the internet, that's cool. Just be sure to follow the To Be Tuesdays podcast on all the podcast streaming platforms. We are on most of them, so I'm sure one of them is the one that you use. And you can find everything else in the show notes or at supermarcy.com. And, of course, you can follow the Super Network on the socials and keep up to date when new episodes drop. And if you want to follow me, I am Super Marcy on everything. I am super_Marcy on Letterboxd. And After Dark with Super Marcy, you can find that as well. There's too many things, so yeah.
And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop 4D network, where we recap classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. Also follow Pop 4D on the Facebooks as well as me on my socials.
And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
TrashPandaPodcast.com.
Nice. And James, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Oh, they can find me on the X at JamesSimpson316. And you can follow me, 2B Ninja Terminator, at 2B underscore ninja underscore T.
Awesome. And if people want to find me personally.
How did this win best character?
Exactly.
Tell me about it. It was rigged.
Exactly. But if people want to find me personally, you can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under B Jemine as one word. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com, including all the podcasts that I co-host with Super Marcy. And also you can listen to my solo podcast, Beat vs. the Living Dead, and its spin-off, Beat and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere via the Beat vs. the Living Dead podcast feed. So, yep, that is a wrap for this episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. Come back next Tuesday for, as we continue Doctor Who month, with Colin's pick. And James, which storyline are we doing for next week's one?
Well, I originally picked the Brain of Morbius. However, due to discussion last week, we may do City of Death. Tune in to find out.
Tight. Nice. It's the one with the scarf.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got everyone's favorite doctor this era.
Yes. Alrighty. Well, I guess that's a wrap, everybody, and we'll see you all next Tuesday. See you, everyone. Bye.